two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Happy birthday to Juliana. Why do you have to steal the show? Why do you have to steal the show? It can't just be a group thing.
Wait, stop.
This is plural.
Wait, stop.
Bad friends.
I know. Stop.
Bad
for a
friends,
second.
Plural.
No, wait, stop. Can I make a comment before? May I make a comment real quick?
Of course, please.
It's good to see you, number one.
Great to see you.
Had a great time in Mexico with you.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
The best time I had in Mexico was with you, not on stage.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a second, right? But the third thing, if you ever talk to me like that again, I'm going to rip your eyes out.
Shit.
All right, so I wasn't trying to be steal focus, right? I just, you know, I've heard, you know, I get nauseous when I hear the same song over and over again.
Okay.
So I try to make it my own.
All right, let's do the black version of Happy Birthday.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
You know the black version of Happy Birthday.
It's still going.
No. The white version is happy birthday. The black version is happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Julia. You see what I'm saying? You feel that, Bobby?
Yeah, and Fancy got a cake.
Ooh. What?
From Porto's.
Favorite.
Okay, wait, stop. One last thing. Can I complain about one last thing?
What's that?
Beautiful cake. I love Porto's, right? But when can I just say something? When I get my cake, right? I get it from the Vons.
No, we got her a Porto's cake.
I know, but when I get a cake.
Because she's important.
I know, but when I get a cake.
She's a beautiful,
right?
Young,
you go
smart,
straight
vibrant.
To like some sort of like we gas actually, station,
yeah,
right? AKA or CVS, where they're not a bakery, right? They're a pharmacy,
we
right?
We got your cake
I
from,
get those cakes.
Andrew
she gets
the cheapest for you.
I said the cheapest. We got you. We didn't even get you Vons. We got you Johns.
I know.
We got you Johns.
Yeah.
And the guy who made who did the naming on it, the spelling. Yeah. He had cerebral palsy. He like couldn't do
all
it right.
Oh, wow.
I was dead serious.
All right. So your gift is in the mail.
What is it?
How many times? Stop for a second. How many times have I told you that the gift is in the mail and the mail always comes and I get you a gift?
One time.
How about this, Bob?
You said
you were going to get me a gift for my birthday, which was a month.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot it.
And you said it was in the mail. You lied. You said the exact same phrase.
I 100% lied. But can I say this? I'm going through a hard time.
It was a month ago, my birthday.
I know. I apologize.
My birthday was last month, too.
I might not make it.
What?
I might not make it.
I know. But if you do make it.
Happy birthday.
All right, let me say this.
Yeah.
Two things. One, we had so much fun in Mexico. Jules, I'm sad you weren't there because you would have loved it. And the second show was actually great. First show was bad. Second show was great. Right behind you, we got a Tops of Turtle Island.
Amazing.
I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Can you guys see
Turtle
that on camera?
Yep.
It's our kid show.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the
so
top
cool.
Of secret, yeah, this is great.
Is
Tops of Turtle
cool.
Island, and today's the word is haters. And our special guest is Black Magic Doc. That's you, Black Magic Doc.
Why does Rudy have hair on her face?
Because she, well, that's something we wanted to talk to her about.
Yeah. Honestly, she has like hair on her face.
Yeah, she's, well, we're all Muppet.
Yeah, but there's no hair here. This is what normal.
Why my Muppet look like Emmanuel Lewis a little bit?
You look like Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah,
you 100% look like Emmanuel Lewis.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess so.
Well, this, you're too thin here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if it went this way. You know what I mean? Like, but there's not enough, you know, canvas.
It's just too thin.
Hater, bro. That's
all right. So first of all, I want to give Rudy my gifts because I got you multiple gifts and the receipts at the bottom in case you want to take any of it back.
I am never included on all of this.
No problem. I'm so excited. I went shopping just for you because I thought, I said, what really is Rudy? Rudy? And look what I got you. Show the camera. Show the camera.
What is it? A black Barbie?
Ocean Barbie.
Oh, okay.
It's a Barbie she's brown from a part of the ocean.
How'd you find Ocean Barbie?
I ordered Ocean Barbie for real.
There's an ocean one?
That's Ocean Barbie.
Is she dead in the water? Is that she's like
on a... She swam here.
Okay.
And what is that? Look at that, a mini little waffle maker. That's cute.
That's
cute.
Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
And the last thing is something very just cool. It's tiny in there. It's just it's a girl thing. It's a girl thing. It's a jade stone roller to keep your face young.
What?
Because 20 is pushing it.
Kalala has one.
Well, they're dope, and you keep them in the fridge, and it feels good on
Kalala
your skin.
Yeah, Kalala has one.
No, they're great.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually works?
What?
You keep your shit young?
Yeah, I mean, you're fine. You're black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, old red bones over here. Yeah. So look, so check this out. Ocean Barbie, it literally says on the back, swam here. She swam here, and it's nondescript over where she came from. But look, it's a doll line from recycled ocean-bound plastic. So she was cleaning up plastics while she came here.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
So all the lighters I feed the dolphins,
they get made into Barbies.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So when people are like, don't litter in the ocean, you're like, yeah, right, we get Barbies out of it.
Right.
I feel like keep littering is how I feel.
That's how I feel about it, too.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to keep littering.
Love it.
But race is this, you think?
So on the packaging
on
the back.
For some reason, I need to know the race.
But look what it says on the back.
What does it say?
Look what it says.
What? It says made from recycled ocean. That part?
No.
Scan here for more?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Yeah.
This is where you make up a joke.
Can we do it again?
Can I see?
Yeah, let me see.
You know what it says? It says mixed race Barbie. It said, unlike most mixed race Barbies, this time the dad is white and the mom is black.
I love it when that happens.
That's what it says for
her. The dad is Bill Burr. The dad is either Bill Burr, Robert De Niro,
or Gary Owen.
Or Gary Owen.
Gary Owen.
For sure, Gary Owen. I don't even know who he's dating, but for sure, Gary Owen.
Yeah. So, do you like Ocean Barbie?
I love it.
Awesome. But you like the waffle maker? You like the waffle maker the most?
Yeah.
That
you make
is
me
cool.
You make me a waffle cool. Saturday morning or what?
Maybe.
Ooh, okay. Throw some shade. Throw some shade. How was Hawaii, Island Girl?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had fun in the sun?
Yeah, but I wanted to go to Mexico.
Yeah, we wanted you to be there. And by the way, you know your room, they paid for a room for her and everything?
Yeah.
No, and you know what I found out? She got the fucking ocean view. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got a fucking ocean view room. We got the jungle view, and no one was in her room. I said, can I switch? And they were like, no, it's for a female room.
Yeah. I never saw Nikki all week.
Nikki was there for one night.
Oh, she was?
She was there for one. I saw her when she got in with Andrew, and then they took off. She sang Taylor Swift and went home.
But we're really appreciative of the people that came out. That was really cool.
It was so much fun,
like,
man.
I took a lot of photos. I hugged a lot of people. And it was a real, you know, they would have recognized you too, Doc.
Doc, yeah. They would have loved it.
Yeah, they would have loved it. Fantastic. And I really believe, Rudy, Jules, that we saved you from a traumatic experience.
Big time.
That first show was traumatically
bad.
It was bad.
Wow.
It was chaos.
But it's okay.
It's okay. No, you know what? You know what? We're warriors.
We're warriors, and we stormed right through.
No, first of all, afterwards, the tent afterwards.
Yeah.
I have never seen you so sad. I mean, there was one point where I was just kind of, it was hot.
It was
so I'm just
so
laying
hot.
There sweating and just figuring out what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
And I look over to Andrew, and Andrew looked like.
Yeah, I had my head straight down and my hands on my knees.
Like with his hands down like this.
In between my legs. Like
but it wasn't like a thinking
kid.
Man. No. It was more like, I'd kill myself, man.
I'd kill myself, man.
Yeah, I mean, like it looked so sad.
Yeah, I was very depressed.
And I looked at him, I go, you all right, man? And you go, I'm not. Yeah.
We let them down, I kept saying. We definitely.
Did y'all figure y'all let them down? What happened?
Just because the
sound. We're professionals, okay, Doc? The fucking equipment was broken.
Oh, was it?
And they tried to fucking railroad us.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Right? Okay. And we survived.
We survived.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then in Saturday when we did the show again, right, we made sure that that was not going to happen again.
And it didn't happen.
And it didn't happen.
It was amazing.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You preserved my little man, right? My little brown man. I love your face, buddy. Right?
Yeah, don't you?
And, you know, I love James Baldwin. Do you love him?
Fuck is James.
What does that have to do with that?
Yeah,
I like James Baldwin, too.
Yeah.
I like Black Magic for his name.
Black
Magic is amazing.
Yeah, I like Little Black Hole.
Fucking Hocus Pocus.
Little Black Hole for me, it's a fantasy.
It's
not like a sexual thing. At all.
Okay.
It's more like, you know, let's just put it this way. We might have to cut this out.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
All right, we won't. But, and I honestly, I'm going to do this.
Do it.
And God, and if you die, it would be so sad. But if you did,
okay.
Right, I would go straight to the mortuary.
God
okay.
Before they cremated him.
Okay.
And I would go, just save the hole.
Oh, the tush?
Not the, I don't want the cheeks.
Just the sleeve.
No, just the
the
ring.
The sleeve.
Is that what you call it?
Well, the ring with the sleeve.
I don't want the sleeve.
Just the ring.
Just the ring. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I would have said sleeve, right? So... I just want the calamari part.
Wow.
Right? And they're going to be like, well, that's weird. We'll just, no, because we cremate it with the rest.
No.
I go, no.
Cut it out. Like a pumpkin. Carve it out like a pumpkin,
right? Is there any way to dry it out so that, like...
Oh, my God.
No, let's be real.
Okay, you are.
Yeah. I'm being very real to you.
Hey, I'm comfortable.
They're like, dry out an anal rectum muscle. I go, you know what? Just give it to me. I'll do it at home.
Pete is searching, can you dry out an anus and save it?
Right. Now, you might ask why.
Yeah, that was just
most people.
Right? Were you asking yourself why? Because I saw your face. You look confused.
With a dry anus ring.
Right.
Okay.
It's, number one, a ring.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Probably will probably go around. Probably tight. What
cock ring. Cock ring, yeah.
You think pinky, you're, you think,
I don't
let
even
me
know
see
if
your,
you can get it in there. That's
you know how,
tight
you know,
is.
You know
it's
how they do rings on sets, whatever they go.
Yeah,
they
when
give you that little.
The measurer.
The measurer, right? So you think the pinky or you think thumb?
He's thumb.
Whoa,
I'm pinky.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Double thumb.
That's crazy.
That's
my thumb, though.
You're double thumb.
I'm double thumb?
You're double thumb.
Yeah.
Okay, double thumb.
You know what yours is? If they did that,
I thought I was,
and I went to
a
science class, and I put it out, and I go, what do you think this is? And I had it in a little jar. I think the audience, that's an elephant's asshole. Like, that's how big it is. Blue whale. And I'm going to be like, no, not a blue whale.
I don't know why. Yeah.
I think
don't die.
Don't die.
FYI. Right,
right. Yeah. Right, don't right. Don't die. Doc.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know, life is what it is, and I'm all right.
But do you think they would do that or no?
I think money buys everything.
That's
if
right.
If you go in waving money,
how much money is?
You have to ask the family. If I'm gone, family might not.
How much family do you have left, Doc?
Bobby, what
do
you
got? What do you got?
Oh, I got a bunch of people in Detroit. Everybody's
there. Yeah, but we're here.
Also, you have all the bitches too.
All the
bitches. Don't forget the 20,000 bitches that'll be at the funeral.
Right.
Yeah, but Doc, let's get an update on your bitches. Can we get a bitch update? A bitches update. Welcome back to KCAL Evening News. We're going to throw it live to Doc in the streets with a bitch update. What up, Doc?
Hey, man. Same old dry lands out here just struggling in these streets. Yeah, still single.
Okay, so Doc. man, and I'm not shaming him, right?
No, don't.
So what you're telling me now, and in the information that we've gathered since you've been on the podcast, and we're... Dude, ask them. I always go, is Doc going to be there?
We love having you.
Right? Right.
We love both of you. I think you guys create such great chemistry for the show.
Hell yeah, all four of us. I love y'all, man.
But look at me right now, dude. All right.
I'm looking at you.
Every time I see you, I feel like throughout my life, you've always had a dry spell.
Oh, right.
Right? Okay. So I'm wondering, and I believe you. I want to tell you, I come from a place of belief.
Belief and love.
Right. Okay. So in my mind, right. I'm like 20,000 bitches.
Yeah.
Right? There's just, I know in my, I,
down.
I understand
yeah,
that.
Bring it down.
I'm just playing bring a high ball.
I get that's way high.
I don't want to hurt
that's
somebody.
So high.
You think so?
That's insane.
How about 2,000?
Yeah, that's, even that's insane.
That seems insane.
Doc, how old are you, Doc, right now? Doc, how old are you?
48.
48?
Just turned 48 in
okay,
October.
48.
Get it!
Let me, Andrew.
Wait, hold on.
Would two feel better?
Yeah, dude.
Two bitches?
20,000 bitches divided by 48 years, he'd have to fuck 416 girls a year.
There's no way.
That's one and a half.
He's never
a
even
day.
Seen 416 people in his life. All right. So, all right.
Okay. 100.
So when, what years? I just want to ask because when I write your book, you know what I mean? I want to be accurate.
What
he is writing
How are you going to write my book?
I'm writing your bio.
For what?
Your life story.
I don't know how, but go ahead.
What do you mean? I don't know how. I fucking type it. I go to a publishing place.
You don't know shit. You just know.
I'm asking you now, fuckface.
Okay. All right.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's your birthday. I apologize.
Dude, this
so
is
what
so
years
funny.
Were the big year? What were the years that we missed out? The pro years. You're retired now, but when were the
I'm
years?
Retired,
yeah.
What was the championship run?
Yeah. Give me the run.
The championship run was 19 years old. And ever since then.
Oh, the crack.
19 to now?
So when you were 19, 20, 21, that's when.
Yeah.
That was what your mom was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got out to L.A.
Got out to L.A.
And then it just became Sahara Desert.
No, dude. It was a thunderstorm of pussy.
Yeah. Oh, in L.A.
It was raining on him when he first got here.
I didn't know.
Yeah, raining.
Tell me about that. You know more about that.
When Doc first moved to L.A.
Here we go.
When Doc first moved to L.A., he had an apartment on what?
That was in Westchester.
Westchester.
By the airport.
And right by the airport. And I'm not kidding. Flight attendants would fucking line up outside his door just to take a turn, and they would fuck Doc and go right back to the airport to catch their flight out.
Really?
That was a common theme.
So these kind of conversations were going on back then.
Big time.
Hey, Sally, where are you going? You just landed. Are you going to go to the hotel? No, I'm going to get a little black dick.
I'm going to get a little black dick.
And that's what she said? I want to get a little black dick. And they're like, black little, get a big one.
No. His dick is big. His human is small.
Oh, my bad. I sorry.
Average, can I get average?
Dude, you're
at least?
Right.
That
you're right.
Be, okay.
You're right.
So the flight attendants land.
Yeah.
And they go, where are you headed?
Sally.
Sally, where are you going?
And I go, I'm looking for a little black man with big dick.
You mean black magic?
Yeah. How do you know?
I've known black magic since I've been running this LA route for 10 years now.
So you go there too?
I go there every single
time. What time's your appointment?
12:30. What time are you?
1:30. So I get
We're just going to miss each other.
I know, but can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Can you, because sometimes like, you know.
I know what you're going to say.
I know
what you're going to
say. Sometimes it's like, it's always aroused.
Yep.
Always aroused 24/7 because he's a man.
He's a man.
Right. But it's like, sometimes it's just the oomph of the burst,
mm-hmm.
right? It's been a little depleted because of people like you.
Yeah, well, I've been pulling it all out of him.
sucking it all.
I get early. I get in there early and I get the big pump.
Yeah. Because by the time you probably get it, like, it's probably like half and half now.
Half,
there.
Yeah.
Mine's more like almond milk. It's runny.
It's runny.
It's a bit runny.
Yeah.
It doesn't fuck, okay. But, fucking yes.
Doc?
Yeah. I'm listening.
So how are the bitches now, though?
Hey, man, still dry lands over here.
We need to get them something, man.
How do we do this?
Ladies, we tried with the dating app. Can we please have some people submit? Fancy, yep. I want to make an email right now today called I want a little black magic at gmail.com.
I want a little black magic at gmail.com. Dude, you should work at an ad agency. That's real nice.
That's my next move after this.
Yeah.
What did you say?
They should be coming in by the droves with that shit you just
okay.
said.
Okay, I want a little nice. blackmagic@gmail.com. It's right there. So ladies, send a photo in and reasons why you think you could handle a little black magic.
Right?
You know what I want to do?
Sometimes
what
I think he's autistic.
I know.
He just doesn't stop.
I know, he doesn't stop, yeah. I honestly think he has no idea what's going on.
None.
Yeah.
None.
So,
what is going on?
And he gets quiet at the weirdest time. He talks when we're all talking.
I know.
And then when I turn to him, he's done.
He's done.
Doc, we're gonna get you. We're gonna
I know it is uncomfortable talking about sexual things with you, right?
Okay.
But
because
I am writing the book, so I just need just a couple more some more information if that. Right. If that's okay with you.
Yeah, if you want him to write a good book.
Yeah. What's your power move in bed?
What's the power move? Okay, well, let's
see. Power move, Beth?
Rudy, cover your ears.
Yeah, cover your ears.
Cover your ears.
I know you're 20, but...
20 years old today, by the way. We do need to get to that, but tell me your power move.
Yeah, power move.
I mean, I don't know where the power move is. I would say... Okay.
All of it's a power move. All of it.
So it's constant power? Do you not have levels? Are you in fucking high gear the whole time?
Yeah.
No, not high gear. I mean, are you talking about just when you're fucking, or are you just talking about when
Hey, man.
Relax, man.
You're just straight to the fucking.
There's a kid here, bud.
What the fuck are you talking about? Jules. They go straight to the fucking, and then I don't even know what is your power move?
No F-bombing. What's your power move in a relationship?
But what is a power move?
God damn, dude.
It's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, this guy. Okay. He's been surviving all these years without power moves.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're just all at fucking... I mean, this is basically what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're just getting... It's just soft.
Oh, no, see, I think he's... I think he's a jackhammer.
He's
a rabbit.
Okay. Yeah, people wake up like, are they doing construction next door? And then he's... Oh, I see.
He's wearing a hard hat.
Right. There's no girl there.
No.
There's no girl there, but, right?
Like in Double Dutch, a girl just has to jump in front of it. He just goes, and a girl just has to wait.
No,
one that. And a two.
No, he's like that guy. He's like that guy painted in all silver.
Right.
And he's got a bucket in front of him, right? Yeah. And white people walk by. He goes, scare them. Because they think that he's a statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me say this.
This is ridiculous.
That's him. There's Doc.
You, there,
that's Doc
there
right
you are,
there.
Doc.
By the way, Doc, if this...
That's you, Doc! That's you, bro!
Hey,
dude, bro. Honestly, dude, You know what? Let me ask you something.
Wait,
right?
His name is Black Magic Silverman. That's Black Magic Silverman right there.
I just like the Black Magic.
But it's always, notice, it's always black guys.
That do this?
That do this.
Yeah, 100%.
But why? Because they're the best at freezing?
Because who's better at popping and locking than black guys?
But I know, but I've seen them freeze for like an hour.
Well, yeah, because there's enough cops walking by, they're going to stand still for a long time.
That's camouflage.
I see. Yeah.
I mean, it's in Times Square. There's nothing but cops.
BetterHelp. Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
We love BetterHelp. We use it personally ourselves.
Yes.
Is there anything interfering with your happiness, Andrew, or preventing you from achieving your goals?
This week it's been Jules, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Me too. Every week for me. So that's why I need a therapist. I got it through BetterHelp, right? It's there. You can start communicating in under 48 hours.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online.
They got a broad range of expertise available. And I got to tell you, this service is available for clients worldwide. We're big proponents of mental health on the show. We both talked about it, that we both struggle with it. And we both talk to somebody. So why not talk to somebody? It's cheaper than going into a weird office.
That's right.
And they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you want to switch. Okay.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Did you say that already?
No, but that's amazing to know. Okay. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Look, you can go check out their reviews. You can find out for yourself at BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/reviews. And visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's us. BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and Bad Friends. Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
That's BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Babble! Oh, my God. I love learning, Andrew. That's the whole goal in life.
Si si puede. I love learning a new language. I'm trying to learn some Italian right now, hopefully. Babbel is the way to do it. I've been using Babbel because they signed me up. It's the number one selling language learning app, and the whole process is addictive and fun and fast and easy to do.
Yeah, what I love about it, it's 15-minute lessons. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect way to learn a new language.
Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. And other language learning apps use AI for the lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts.
Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective.
That's right, and we love science over here. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Espanol, French, Italiano, and German. Babbel speech recognition tech. Oh, go ahead, do that.
No, plus Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent.
There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee.
Call to action, Andrew. Go. Bring it home.
Right now, save up to 65% off your subscription. That's so much. When you go to Babbel.com/badfriends, that's Babbel.com/badfriends for up to 65% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
That's really funny, Andrew.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That's really funny.
You know what?
Yeah.
You are a Silverman. You really are Black Magic Silverman.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, Bob.
Yeah.
I think the next episode we do,
yeah,
he's got to come in Silverface.
Full body.
A full body.
Full body with the outfit.
Silverman. You're Silverman. Yeah. Next time I want you in Silverman, please.
Also, is there a class he can take?
Look that up, PDP.
Yeah.
There's a Silverman class or Silver Street Performer class.
I'm not coming in here.
We're going to pay for it.
We're going to pay for it.
We're going to pay for classes.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dude, what? Take care of you. Do we not take care of you?
I don't even know what that means at this point.
All right, we're going to Google how to get you a class on how to be a Silverman.
Yeah, because
I really do. I love it.
How much money do you think you can make?
As a Silverman?
We'll be the Goldman. Can we be Goldman?
Well, we are the Goldman.
For sure, in this
situation.
Yeah,
and that's,
we got one.
Can I ask you another question?
No, not enough.
We're treading on odd water right now.
Very odd.
All we want you to do is make good money. I bet you on the streets, Mr. Silverman over here could make a couple hundred a day.
What was the movie with Will Smith, right? Like, he was a golfer. Was it a golf movie?
Was
he a magical black person in it?
He was magical black, right, Vance?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Why don't we remake it, but it's a mini.
Oh, my God.
A mini golf course.
A putt-putt.
Right? We make it part two, right?
Yeah.
He's the mini one.
The Legend of Handbagger Vance.
Yeah.
The smaller version. The Legend of Handbagger Vance.
In fact, imagine all the movies we can remake, right? With him in it.
Somebody please take this poster
and
make Doc in the middle, make Rudy on the right, and make Bobby or me on the fucking gun, Matt Damon.
Or we do a Green Mile. So you know the Green Mile?
Oh, Michael Clark Duncan.
Right? But it's for juveniles. Right? It's a juvie.
Yeah.
Right? So they're smaller.
And they're like, he's huge. Look, that's me. That's I'm the guard, and that's Doc, and he's huge.
So that's going to be you. What else can we remake?
These are both magical black eyes.
I love magical black
eyes. Well,
let's
do more black magic movies. What's another black?
What's another black magic movie where the man is magical?
There's got to be something with Samuel L. Jackson. There's no doubt he's been a magical black guy. He's got to have been.
I don't think so.
Fancy?
I don't think Samuel Jackson's ever been a magical black guy.
Matrix?
No.
Does Morpheus count as a magical black guy?
No.
He's not?
No, he's not a magic. Because in that world, they all can do it.
Yeah, but he's different.
Special.
He's special.
He's fucking good.
Morgan Freeman has been God.
Oh, he was God. Morgan Freeman was God.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, what was the movie called? It was called
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Yeah. So,
right.
He can't be God, dude.
We can't let him be God?
He can't be God.
What can he be? He can be like
He can be the God of like insects.
What?
Oh, can I ask you this? That's an interesting idea, right?
What the fuck?
Can I
kind of
listen to what I'm saying, okay?
I can't wait for fans to Photoshop your head.
Yeah, if we're all dead, right? If everything dies, like our dogs,
no.
Cats, animals, everything, right?
Fuck.
Do they have a place to go? Are they going to the same place we are, heaven?
All dogs go to heaven? You never seen that movie?
All right, so what I'm saying is there's insects then as well, then, or no?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
So maybe you're not God, but you work for God and you run the insect department.
Right.
Okay.
What do you say to the crickets that come in?
Yeah.
What do you say? Here I am. I'm a cricket. I just died.
Yeah.
I'm a cricket, and I got run over by a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Fine.
And what do you say?
What do you say to me?
I say to you, man, welcome, and we love you a lot, and...
And the cricket,
I don't know what you're saying. It gets, I don't know. Yeah. Like, but if you fucking, you don't even talk English, right?
What? Of course, I speak English.
Speak
I fucking,
cricket.
I died.
He has a name. It's Nathan.
Nathan, cricket. I died in Southern California. I live in Alhambra.
You don't know Nathan the cricket?
No, what? Who the fuck is
he's got 40,000 fucking followers on Instagram.
Dude, I'm huge on the gram. How do you not fucking know who I am?
I don't know who he is, man.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So are you a fucking God or what's going on?
No, God's over there, the taller black guy.
Oh, I'll go to him.
Yeah. Go to him. This guy's just
I'm just a notary or some shit like that.
I'm not this guy.
Can you imagine if you get to heaven and God is like, I have a job for you, and you're like, oh my God. He's like, you're cleaning up. You're the maintenance boy of heaven. Here's a mop. You have to clean heaven. That's because you just got in, but you weren't good enough to like actually kick it in heaven.
Right.
Like you were kind of bad, but kind of good, and like you got to do janitorial shit in heaven. Because who's cleaning up?
Wait. Now we have to get to what's in heaven.
What is in heaven?
Right. Clouds.
Yeah, but, well, I think clouds are just accoutrement.
I don't think there's eating.
You don't think you get to eat? That's like one of my favorite fucking things.
I know, but you're not hungry.
No, you're not hungry, but but you get to eat.
Yeah, there's a buffet, there's but you know who goes there.
Well, I'm hungry. What if I just...
All right, fine. That's fine.
What if I want a tray for it or something?
So what you're saying is that there's a toilet. I mean, if there's no toilet, as I'm just saying, to clean heaven.
You got to clean up.
All right.
How is it so white if no one's cleaning it up?
That's a good point.
Stuff's going to get dirty. Stuff's got to get dirty,
right?
Never
thought of it that way, my friend.
So I just feel like there's a job for you up there.
A job?
Well,
they're going to give them something. They're going to just go sit on that cloud for eternity.
Yeah, you got to do something up there. What would you want to do in heaven?
You don't think they do something cool?
What would you want to do in heaven?
Maybe play soccer a little bit. Maybe.
Can you play soccer?
No, that's why I want to play.
You think when you get up there, you get all the powers that you never
good
had.
Times, fucking
Doc,
Tupac, what,
Doc wakes up and he thinks he's full size up there.
All of that shit.
Oh, right.
And he's like, what if I could dunk?
That's funny.
And then he sees everyone else is still bigger than him.
Yeah. Or he would probably go to a section.
What I want to do, I want to dunk.
Don't you think he would go to a section at heaven?
Yeah, what section?
They're like, you over there. And like, Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
You know what I mean? Brad Williams and like...
Doc, you're going to be in regular heaven just like all of us.
Yeah, you
okay.
Be.
Okay? I feel that. Yeah. I feel it.
Little black wings.
My little black so magic cute. Man, you will be.
Just
okay.
Looking.
I'm going to shift a little focus.
Let's get
real
the
fast.
Fuck out of here.
Real fast. Rudy Jules.
Pull happy birthday.
Pull the mic near your face and happy birthday.
Thank you to Andrew.
I'm so happy that you are 1 year older. I can't believe we started this show when you were 18. That's insane.
That's insane to me.
We watched our change 2 years. Have you grown as a person on the show?
Maybe. I think I'm more confident.
I do agree with that. What else do you think you gained from doing the show?
I can scream more at Tito Bobby.
That's true. Very you good. Get away with a little bit more, very for
good.
Sure.
Very good.
What else?
I can scream a little bit more at you.
Yeah. That's also
you
true.
You know what? The way you talk to him is different. I like that.
Yeah.
Because you used to be so scared of him.
So scared.
Yeah.
Yell at me right now. Do it.
Fuck you.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it? Give it to me.
Fuck you.
Oh, come on.
No more.
No more?
No more.
Say something to me.
Oh, no. Well, that's easier.
Sheesh. Let me move over.
Tito Bobby.
Yeah.
I love you. Oh.
I love you.
I know.
See?
Hey,
nice? But she betrayed you last night.
Wait, what happened?
Last night, she cheated on both of you.
Wait, what? What did you do? What do you mean?
She did. Do you not know that?
What the fuck are you talking?
You don't know what she did last night?
What did you do last night?
She cheated on us.
What does that even mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
She did Jeremiah Watkins' podcast.
Oh, shit.
What?
I went to Scissor Bros. But not only me. Andres went too.
What the fuck? You went to fucking Scissor Bros, Fancy?
I was just making sure Rudy wasn't jumping shit.
Dude, Spanish people are
weasels.
Weasels.
Yeah.
He was on the show, and here he is. I just made sure Rudy was okay. Dude, you're a liar.
He's a liar.
Was he on camera? Rudy won't lie. Was he on camera?
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You piece of fucking shit.
That is so fucking gross to me.
That's disgusting,
when
dude.
When a producer... When a producer tries to fucking chisel his way into fucking screen time, it makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
You know what? He's leaving the camera and the edit. He's going to leave it on him this whole time that we've been saying this.
Yeah, have you noticed, though, if you see, because I've been watching the
video. He gives himself so much
screen time.
Yeah, it'll just be him going like this.
Right.
The whole time.
You see him in fucking Mexico?
Oh, bro.
Oh, my. You would think that fucking, like, you know, Brad Pitt was there.
Yeah. He was. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. I know.
Hey, who want to take a picture? He would ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Who want to take pictures? He would ask.
Form a line.
Form a line.
Form a line.
Form a line. Form a line. Someone bring me margarita. Mira, 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 mira.
And then George was like, "This. Well, you know what? This is a good clue. Right? Mm-hmm. George would say stuff like, I just let him have it.
Yeah,
like he's kind of like broken. You know what I mean? Like let it go. He knows who won.
Correct.
Right. But he's fine.
He's not fine.
You could see his face.
You could tell George was so bothered by it.
It's killing him.
Hey, Andreas, eres mi compa, mi compadre.
Ooh. You know what he said, fans?
Spit. Yeah.
What did he say?
You are my friend, my colleague, my brother in arms.
Yo sé, no. You didn't know I speak a little bit of Espanol, huh?
Do you think this little one right here, this guy right here, we could do an offshoot podcast?
Of him and who?
Somebody else. Maybe these two or somebody, you know what I mean? Maybe we can do an offshoot.
I'm more annoyed that we got stepped on by it. You guys went to Scissor Bros. What, were you there the whole episode?
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd it go?
It was fun.
What? Wow. Not fun like this.
She doesn't have fun here. So, by her saying I had fun there, she doesn't have fun here,
right?
Right.
Good. I said it was fun.
Basically saying I prefer that.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's what she said.
Well, then let's call it. Let's call a spade a spade.
What
sorry.
Does that mean?
Sorry, Doc.
Sorry, Doc.
No offense taken. I don't know what the fuck.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Keep that in.
You can go to Scissor Bros if you want to be released. Do you want to be released?
Maybe. They're more sweet.
Wow.
Wow.
What's true?
Fuck.
You can be aggressive.
That's insane.
I think you can be aggressive.
You can be aggressive.
And I'm going to admit that.
I'm going to admit it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to call these scumbags right now.
All
right. This pissed me right off, bud. Pissed me right off. This scumbag. Stealing you guys? And Fancy, I said some nice shit to you this weekend. You're on my fucking... How do you say poop in Spanish? Caca?
Caca.
You're on my caca list.
Caca.
Fucking... He's probably taking care of his baby.
Mierda.
Merda. Merda is shit. Merda. That's what they say.
Jeremiah Watkins, you reach me on my cell phone. Leave me a message and I'll get back
fucking
to you as soon as I can.
Lay into one.
Hey, man, it's Santino. I saw what you did. I saw what you did stealing Rudy and Fancy B. And I got to tell you something, bud. If you care about your family, you better watch your fucking back, buddy.
You better watch your skinny little fucking white piece of shit back, my friend, because what you did was fucking war.
War.
And you want to fuck with the fucking Armada, bro?
You want to fuck with the Armada, bitch? Huh? You don't have enough weapons in your arsenal. It's fucking over, bud. It's over! All right. Let's see how that's received. Right, show Bobby the picture that you just sent me.
What is it?
Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Wait, zoom in. Zoom
what
into
the
that.
What the fuck is that?
Okay. That's my brother. That's my brother. And that's you.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty close. It's pretty,
pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
close.
And they try to.
That's good.
You actually look like a hot Korean girl. Yeah. Like those tits, he's got nice tits on.
Wait. Does he have a fat suit on?
I think it just looks like tits. He's like holding up his tits. Right? Am I wrong?
He made a fat suit, yep.
That's not a fat suit, that's tits. And his hair is beautiful. That's like someone's extensions that he knows.
You know, it's funny how they just steal.
Steal.
They just, they're thieves.
Look up, can you send them an article about plagiarism?
Yeah, the definition maybe.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's illegal what they're doing. This is nuts. Crazy. They stole our fonts. Remember they stole?
Yes, yeah, dude. They stole everything.
Yeah.
Is this more photos?
And he's my brother, and so I'm just letting it go.
You're letting it go.
But,
so he looks like Tino, and then he looks like you. That's what's going on here?
Yeah.
Fuck! Did you see that, Jules?
I know.
Fucking Doc, crazy.
It's just so behind the eight ball. And look at that. You know who that is?
The picture,
do you know who that is? That's Doc.
That's supposed to be Doc.
That's supposed to be Doc.
That's supposed to be Doc. That's you. Yeah. The brown cloak.
The
whatever.
Brown cloak.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Jules? Yeah, are you okay?
Are you cold? Are you Mayan? What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, there's a clip. Oh, start the clip over. Hold on. Start over, please. Let's hear.
Here we go.
Oh, they'd be holding you captive? Go ahead.
Yeah.
On my birthday, and they won't let me go until everybody from Bad Friends subscribes.
Okay.
Well, Steve's into it.
Whenever you're ready, look right into that camera over there.
God, this piece of shit.
The scissor bros have captured me, and they won't let me go unless everyone from Bad Friends fans will subscribe to their show. But they seem sweet, unlike Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew. So maybe you should do it.
Give me back the fucking Barbie. Give me back the fucking Ocean Barbie.
Why?
Improvise those lines.
And you know what? And I want the fucking waffle maker back now.
No. Keep the waffle maker.
Well, you can keep it.
I want to eat it.
Yeah, you can have it.
Yeah. I'll take the waffle maker, but it's yours. Happy birthday. So that's my present to you.
That worked. Very well.
Really. Give him the Barbie.
But it's my gift.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? What was that?
Yeah.
You kowtowed to the fucking arch nemesis of the enemies.
And she improvised most of the lines. Like, she was coached a little bit, but she added things about you guys.
She improvises too there?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
I'm actually livid right now.
I know you are. Calm down to breathe. Yeah, I know, dude.
Papa gets upset.
I know, but buddy. Huh? Look at me right now, dude. Right? Not everyone is a good person like you.
That's right. And,
you know,
and
a lot of young people from a different country,
yep.
Right? They have a different ethics and a different code of doing things.
Yeah.
You know, back in some countries, you know, if an old lady's crossing the street, you know what I mean? And she's struggling to get there. In some countries, they just push them in the middle of the road. Yeah, you know? Whereas you help them.
I help them.
Yeah.
I help them up.
And then you go, you want to see my baseball game? You know how white people love to.
Yeah, I say, you want to go to the park?
Yeah, the park, yeah.
I have a tuna fish sandwich. You want to go to the park?
Right.
But you.
Yeah.
You push them down.
You push them down.
Side note, I'm not making fun of this.
What?
A man on set today fell down a bunch of stairs.
Yeah.
And I first was extremely worried. I go, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I saw he was fine. And I laughed.
You laugh hard.
Oh my God. I know.
That's like this.
Was he laughing?
No.
Yeah.
But we were.
I know.
Because he was okay.
Yeah.
It's not funny if someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone's okay, you're like, it's okay to laugh.
I laughed at somebody hurt.
What?
Me and Kalila did.
What?
I laughed more though. Yeah. When we were first shopping around for houses,
yeah.
There was a man, older man. You know what I mean?
How old are we talking? Well, you don't
70.
You don't know with them.
70.
So 106 maybe?
Or 12.
Yeah.
You never know. So he was like, yeah, so, you know, this is where you wine and dine people. And he was going back, like walking backwards, right? Oh, and we're shit. Like, thank you. And all of a sudden, you know, let's see, our eyes is a screen.
Like a frame.
Like a frame, right?
Yeah.
He fell out of frame.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
And he's on now concrete.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, on his back, right? Like this, right? At first, he starts shaking a little bit. We thought, oh, my God, he's having fucking... What's so funny?
Like, I'm just trying to...
But you know. We didn't help him up because we just couldn't stop laughing. Like, that's we were like, right? That's was, a, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he laugh?
Well, when he gained like some sort of consciousness.
Yeah, when he came to?
He was like, oh, the silly me. You know what I mean? I've been touring around this house for a couple of years and, you know, because it's been available for a couple of years, right?
Right.
I should know all these little nicks and crevices or whatever.
Yeah. Is he have a concussion? You think
he died.
Oh.
Wow. No, he's alive.
He's alive. Shit. Yeah. Well,
I love falling, though.
Well, Rudy, I'm sorry that you've decided that Scissor Bros is more important than Bad Friends, but
yeah,
whatever, man. You have anything to say for yourself at all?
I'm not sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Okay. Good.
Is there anything that you could recommend us to watch?
A movie?
Got a real star-studded event in this room tonight.
Hello, Tushy! You hey, guys, man. We love Tushy.
Love cleaning Hello our Tushies.
I love Hello Tushy because it's like, it cleans it in a perfect way.
Yeah, it goes like this.
Yeah, but gets the spray, right, you can control the spray. Mm-hmm. It's easy to install. Mm-hmm. I installed it myself at home.
I installed it here at the office.
I saw you install it here, okay? And it is, my butthole is very clean and savory. And pristine.
It's sweet. It's tasty.
It's a sweet butthole.
It tastes better.
Thank you.
It tastes better.
Thank you so much.
Hello Tushy Bidet washes your butt with fresh water for a better, way better clean than toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Simply spray and pat dry. It attaches to your existing toilet. There's no electrician or plumber needed. Let me tell you, if you've never used a bidet and you don't know what you're doing, it's incredible. It cleans out your tush with water and it cuts down your toilet paper use by 80%. So save the trees and thousands of gallons of water by just using a Hello Tushy. It installs in less than 8 minutes. Make your restroom
it's
the
so
best
good.
Room with the complete Tushy system, including the Tushy Bidet attachment. Ottoman, ooh, for your feet, toilet brush, and Tushy stand and tissues.
Yep. Give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/badfriends.
Wow. Tag us at HelloTushy on social media so we can celebrate your clean bum. That's hellotushy.com/badfriends, hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off and free shipping.
MeUndies!
What are you wearing right
me
now?
MeUndies right now. Right I now. Wear undies. MeUndies, the only thing I wear.
It's literally the only underwear that's
I
in my
I love the
drawer.
Patterns. I love the fabrics. I love the cute raccoons that I get. I get
yeah,
the little
raccoons. I like the little squirrels and raccoons. Man. The holidays are almost upon us, all right? It's going to be time that you got to do something for yourself and for others, all right? So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Do
huh?
something for yourself. This is the best underwear on planet Earth.
It's a fact, dude. MeUndies wants to help you bring you comfort for the holidays, all right? Surrounding your family and friends with comfort. While you're at it, get a little something for yourself. We love them so much. I like cozying up in the loungewear. That's my favorite.
And I love watching you do it in my MeUndies.
It's cute.
It's
with
so
new
cute,
classic
dude.
Plaid and holiday sweater man. Prints. MeUndies is turning up the comfort this holiday season. They're undies. They got loungewear, sleepwear made out of soft, breathable, stretchy fabrics that are ideal for people like me and Bobby whose bodies fluctuate. Okay? Okay. Me and Bobby's bodies fluctuate and we're okay with it. All right?
You know what? I'm okay with the shaming you just did there.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
Make the whole fam smile while matching PJ sets spoil your partner with plush robes and slippers. Whatever you decide, everyone will be rolling into the new year comfier than before. Available in extra small through 4XL. MeUndies has a little something for everyone on your list. Looking for more inspiration? Check out their holiday gift guide for all things cozy and comfy. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. Your days of fighting for your life in the mall parking lot are over.
To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends. That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Got a bunch of real fucking A+. We brought out some really good shit this episode, and we're just letting her drive the train right off the fucking tracks. Like in Back to the Future when that train is going to go back in time. Just never broke the mileage right off the edge of the fucking bridge.
Yeah, I've never seen like...
That's what she does. Pull up a video of a train crashing off a bridge.
If that was a scene in a movie, like she just went off hint, right?
Yeah.
The director wouldn't even say cut. He would just like, they would just reset.
Yeah, they just go reset,
yeah,
reset,
this.
Reset,
this
reset,
insane.
Stop, stop, stop,
yeah,
reset.
Yeah.
Right, you don't even get an official cut. You just get
it's
reset.
It's insane. This is chaos.
Just a solid reset. Dude, a guy took a shirt off on the fucking set today. This guy.
You want to talk more about the TV show that you're on? Or
no, no.
I feel like you want to, so it's like you brought it up twice. You're on TV show FX with that guy.
It's not that show. I just did a one-off episode
today. Oh, that's right. You did. Can I mention what you did?
Sure, it's fine.
Right, he did This Is Us.
This Is Us on NBC.
And this is you know what that show is? Okay, yeah. Big show.
Big show. But the guy that took off his shirt was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
It was like, it really bummed me out.
Dude.
Because I'm getting older and fatter, and I go to the gym, but it's not the same. And this guy, his skin was so smooth, and he turned, he had a really nice smile, and I was like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you fucking hot guy. And then he put his shirt back on, and it's, you could still, you know you're a hot guy when you can still see how nice your body is with the shirt on.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Bro.
Look at that fucking Arsenal
jersey. When I'm on Sex in the City, right?
Yeah.
I'm on it with somebody's love interest, which is a guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he is perfection.
Just stunning.
From top to bottom.
Right.
Like, if you look at his nails.
Oh.
What do you mean?
No, he's got manicured nails, doesn't he?
That really turns you on, huh?
Yeah.
I could tell.
It's
that
hot.
That really affected you.
It is hot. Yeah.
You look at his nails, they look like a plastic hand.
Mm.
There's no, what do you, it's that little sucker that comes out, a little stick.
A little hangnail?
Hangnail.
I get those all the
those
time.
Those are the fucking worst.
Look at my shit hands. They're cracked. Right? They're bloody.
Yeah, this nail right here has 9 colors going on.
Yeah, yeah. That's a rainbow nail.
That's a rainbow nail. That's a rainbow nail. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes, because we're at a desk, he'll put his hand next to my rainbow finger. What?
I'm pulling him out.
Oh, you hired him?
If he puts his hot hand down, I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm not on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him to see.
See, yeah. We don't compare. Yeah. What's
what is this? A picture of us in Hawaii in love? I mean, in Cancun.
Why would you fucking put that on there? Because I'm fat?
God,
that's
damn.
The fattest fucking photo
time
I've
out,
ever seen.
Time out.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
Is this you taking a shot at Bobby?
I thought it was relevant.
Oh, boy. I thought it was relevant, Bob. So look at me. Our fucking...
Let me just...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Fire away.
This dude was at my house earlier.
Petey?
Yeah. And he sweated only from his titties.
Are you on camera right now, Pete?
Okay, yeah. So...
Show your tit sweat. I want to...
No, it's gone now.
No, it's not here now.
Yeah, yeah. But before, he was in my garage, right?
Yeah.
And he had cone tits, and on the top, it was wet, but not just like wet. You could tell it was growing.
Like a wet t-shirt contest. Fuck.
Yeah, but it was like, there was some sort of like...
Mechanism
yeah. That was making the wet spot grow.
Oh.
And I go, you fat fuck disgusting piece of shit. Something like that, right? Good morning to you.
Yeah.
It was in the morning. So good morning to you, fat fucking sweating piece of shit.
What did he say?
He just giggles like a fucking coward. But is this the attack on me from today?
I feel like that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is retaliation.
I apologize then. Can you take that off?
Okay.
Can you do something real fast, Pete? Can you zoom in on my left calf there? Let's just daddy got calf.
You have girl legs, Andrew.
Wow.
Thank you.
And those are most nice
honest
legs.
That's the most honest thing.
I have
thing
nice legs.
You've ever said, and I'm proud of you.
I have nice legs.
He's got girl legs.
These are nice legs.
Thank you
legs.
So much, Jules.
No, I got nice, thicky daddy legs and my cape.
In fact, if you were an Avenger, you would get another actor to do the
would
legs.
Would I be Toothpick?
The other, they would get a body double for your legs.
Well, I'd never be Avenger. You know why?
Because you're redheaded?
Because I'm redheaded.
No, but you could be one that's on fire.
Well, no, what's her name was redheaded? Storm.
Who?
Storm.
Yeah, hot girl.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting in the fucking Avengers either, pal.
But wait, is
Black Lightning?
Is Black Panther available?
You mean Black Alley Cat? This guy couldn't fucking... Black Panther.
There we go, dude. Black Alley Cat. Yeah. What do you think, dude?
I think it doesn't have enough.
By the way,
and his claws are like, you know, what would his claws be?
More seasoning on it, fellas.
Hey,
what?
Black Alley Cat, and the tag for the movie is "Don't stray too far from home."
Oh, that's the best.
There it is, right there.
There you are, dude.
There you are.
There you are, dude.
Oh, that sucks. That is just
Black Panther. Could you imagine?
That's like the RuPaul of X-Men right there. That ain't even fucking.
Dude, I know. But imagine. Can I honestly? Literally, honestly, think. If you buy a ticket, what are they? $18 now?
It's like $25.
$25, right? So you wait in line, right? What if it's a surprise? They don't even tell you. You
ooh.
Think it's, is it Idris Elba? Who knows?
Who knows?
Right?
We're not going to announce.
Right. Movie comes on, right? And you and I are sitting, we have our popcorn, right?
We're doing a Wakanda.
Or Wakanda,
we're
right?
Crossing.
And he comes out, right? This little ball of a thing, right? He's like the hedgehog.
Sonic.
Yeah, yeah. He just starts rolling right into the thing, right? As soon as he pops and we see a full body of... people would die in the audience. They would laugh so hard. People would literally... No, honestly, it would be... You would need medical people there. I would be like... would laugh so fucking hard. It would be the best movie ever made.
But what would be my superpower? Can you?
You never saw Black Panther?
You didn't see Black Panther?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, no, don't
be Bobby.
Like
no, no,
shit.
Bobby.
No,
Bobby.
You didn't.
Bobby.
What?
No, you didn't. I felt at the
this
moment
is
that
so,
dude. Hey, dude, how did you not see fucking Black Panther?
I saw it. I just
okay. What's the plot of the movie?
Yeah. What's the plot?
What's the plot of the film?
Where does he live? Like, what's the land that you know? I saw the movie once. I know it. Yeah.
What is it? Well, wait. Wakanda.
Jules!
Jules.
You already fucking abandoned the show!
I just saw you fucking say it, you bitch. Don't ever say that again.
Okay.
We're taking away that happy birthday.
I'll give you another part in the movie.
Okay, give it to us.
Give me another part in the movie.
When they were fighting. when they was fucking fighting, that was nice. When the cars and shit.
You never saw it.
You never saw it. I can't believe you never
saw
it.
Do you know what's a move that he does?
Yep.
He kicks.
Okay, that's enough.
Holy fuck, dog.
It's such a sad thing.
How about this? Name one more person in the movie. Name anybody in the movie. What am I saying? Who is Black Panther? Holy shit.
Man, hold on, man.
Where is he? Why are they using a different actor? Rudy!
Oh, he passed away.
Rudy, yeah, I just heard you say
away.
He died.
We yeah, have the audio on the mic.
I have ears, bitch.
Oh, I know Chad, Dad. That I do know. That's
did you not know he was Black Panther?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Who else was in the movie? There was a lot of people in the movie. Name one other actor, then, and then we'll stop asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don Cheadle. Yeah.
Was Don Cheadle in it?
No.
Don Cheadle wasn't in it.
He was an Avenger.
Yeah, yeah, he was in it.
He was an Avenger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But remember when they came back?
There was no scene with Don Cheadle and Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did make me think about it for a second.
I did think.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, did he pop in?
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't.
Anyway,
Fancy, he's not in, right?
Anyway, Doc.
No, he's not.
No. Okay.
Doc, I don't know what you're trying to do right now.
No,
I really don't know what you're fucking trying to do. You never fucking saw the fucking movie, right?
I have an idea.
What?
You know how they do Mystery Science Theater, where they watch movies?
Wait a minute, they had crack selling in Black Panther. Remember when it was in when he lived in apartment buildings? Okay, fuck it. Yes, maybe I need to watch.
You think
movie.
They threw a crack selling scene in Black Panther?
Yeah, remember they were fucking.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It was a part where.
Oh yeah, when they were in the crack house and they were smoking.
Oh yes.
Wait, Captain America.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because they were fighting. They were tired. They were walking by and like, in Wakanda, they have crack houses.
I'm trying to remember.
And Black Panther was like, nah, right. Check it out. And then they.
Can you just Google? Can you Google Black Panther crack smoking scene? Because that should come right up. That should come right up when they smoke rock in Black.
You remember when it was in the hood? In the apartment building?
Oh.
No, you know what, Andrew?
I remember the scene now.
Is
that
real?
There it is, right there, the third slide in. That was Black Panther. I remember
that. I remember that.
I do remember that scene.
That was a 45-minute scene.
It was so long.
Of her smoking.
That's fucking Black Panther. That's like, what the
yeah, no
there's
shit,
another
Doc.
Scene. There's another scene. There's Black Panther smoking crack out of a fucking
coke can.
Okay.
That's why in Wakanda you see all those coke cans littered across the ground. They were all crack cans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doc. No. There's no crack scenes in
not a crack scene, but there's like a fuck, like when they in the hood.
Fancy, is any of this real?
When his father get killed.
The very beginning opens in the Bronx.
No one's smoking crack.
But no one's smoking.
But anything. I never said they were smoking crack.
Not even cigarettes.
You didn't say crack at all during this?
Maybe I did, but I'm just...
You definitely did.
What
okay,
you...
well, fuck. I just don't remember the movie.
Yeah, well, then don't shut the fuck up then, man.
This is what we're going to do. Like Mystery Science Theater does, they watch movies. We as a family are going to watch... Black Panther
together.
Together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you need to get a chunk of that for your own lifestyle because
I saw the goddamn movie.
No, I feel like if we watch the movie with them, that we're going to end up explaining scenes to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
No, that's
true. I mean, that's a fucking, you know,
I saw
drag.
The movie, fellas.
You know what I mean?
I just explained to y'all the goddamn fight scene with the cars. Remember?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And it was under the bridge.
Oh, so have you been playing
tunnel?
That you don't know what's going on? Are you doing a good job of playing?
What?
I'm a very confused boy right now.
Stop for a second. You don't say anything. You don't say anything right now.
Are you pulling some fucking black magic on me right now?
He's doing one of his black magic.
His black magic.
Just shut the fuck up for a second. And thank you for being here. Let me talk to Andrew for a second, okay? Can we have a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're dealing with somebody that has a mental thing that we're not privy to.
Oh.
Right? Either it's a condition that we're not privy to because we don't have his medical records.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
right.
Cool. Yeah.
There have been signs when I've hung out with him where I went, that's weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah, why would he do that?
You know what I mean? Even from being here, right? Like the bitches thing. And
it's crazy.
And a lot of crack stuff out of him.
A lot of crack stuff.
So the bitches, the crack.
Yeah. He seems to be a guy that's never seen
anything. What is that? Anything. Unless maybe he's seen it.
He doesn't understand it.
Doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a documentary? Right? And it's like Black Panther. And like... And people around him are like, what? You know what I mean?
But so we have to be a little bit nicer than to him. Because
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
What I want to do is I want to be so mean that he has to find a professional to give him some sort of medication or, you know.
Okay.
Let's address it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these two?
There's nothing wrong with us, man.
Okay.
We're concerned friends.
We're just concerned.
And we love you.
Hey, man, I just forgot how the movie go.
That's true.
It's just simple.
That's true, dude.
You know what?
Yeah.
I take it back.
I take it back.
Yeah, you've seen Black Panther.
You've seen Black Panther for sure. Yeah.
I just told you about the goddamn fight scene.
Okay. What's been going on, Doc? What's been going on in your life, though? The chair. Because I do want to know what's up in your life.
Okay. This is the game, right? So this is how your boy Doc is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I work in the morning.
Where at?
At Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, can we say that?
At the Whole Foods. I don't know. Whatever.
Wait, can we say? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
So
you
now,
work at the Whole Foods for Amazon.
They own them.
No, I work for Amazon, but he owns Whole Foods.
He owns Whole Foods. He bought them last year or two years ago.
Bezos did.
Yeah,
2017. Damn. So I split up my shifts so that I can audition, hopefully if I get an audition in the afternoon. So I work from 6. I either work from 5, 6, or 4 in the morning to 8, 9, or 10.
4 in the morning.
Then I wait around to see if I got an audition or if I got one in advance, then I work on it. Then I go back to work at 4, right?
Damn. Gotcha.
And I get off at 8. So now, after 8, I have like a 99-year-old aunt, right? So after that...
Oh, my God. This is the real shit.
This is
the
real shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she has dementia, and she's like, hey, can you call me every day? So every day I get off work, I try to call her after work. So
your
I didn't even miss...
Your mom's sister?
No, it's my mom's mother's sister. So my great aunt.
Great auntie.
Your great auntie.
That's auntie at that point. That's auntie.
Yeah, I call her auntie.
Yeah,
I've been talking to her a long
time.
So that's what I do.
99?
Yeah, so that's my...
When she answers the phone, does she know who you are right away or no?
Yeah. Yeah. She's not bad. See, her dementia ain't bad to where she's not...
Wait a minute. 99 years old.
About to be 100, January 12th.
And
go, auntie, you're doing it.
She's not
watching. I'm going to bring you a little drink and we're going to do it.
She's not watching the show.
Okay, my bad. But just in case.
The chance of Auntie watching this show.
Yeah.
By the way, if Auntie is watching the show,
yeah,
that's join us because we're kicking out this brown one. We need a new brown.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a new brown.
But y'all felt it though, right?
Bro, you call her every day. She has dementia. And then do you have to like re-explain?
Because I have to like, well, it's the same stories over and over. But what I do is I just let her talk for 2-3 hours.
Oh, you're a good guy.
Then I go to sleep. And then I do the same thing every day.
Can you give us
too much time?
Can you give us some of the stories?
That's exactly what Doc's schedule is.
Let's talk about his life. I can see your face. There's concern.
I am concerned.
Yeah, yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, be honest.
No, because I love Doc.
I love the guy. I love this guy. I just feel like the amount of talent that you have.
Yeah, what?
And likability that we can maybe trim some of this work down, right? And try to figure out, what are you doing?
I'm about to show you something. Because
if it's a fucking dick pic, dude,
he did that last week.
Right? I know, he just showed it to us.
He texted it to me.
To slap you.
You can't
face.
Just bring up black magic on the show.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Okay, now here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So see these little? That's my alarm app. So I watch her to see what's going on. So I keep checking
up
on her.
What is she up to? Can I see?
She's on. Is it live now?
Oh, it's live?
Yeah, it's live.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what if she's changing and stuff?
That's what I'm saying. It record. That's what I want to show you. I'll show you that.
What if she's doing something like?
So see how she's walking right there with her little walker right there. That's my aunt, bro.
I love that.
God bless auntie. God bless her. Wait, doc, that's so sweet. You watch her through the camera to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, to make sure she's okay.
Where does she live?
If she falls here or something, I need to see.
How far are you from her?
What can you do if she falls? What can you do?
Nothing, but I can call.
He can call 911.
I could call her. Oh, you can call 911. Or I could call her.
If she fell over, would you laugh a little or no?
No, I'm with that. Well, Bobby, boy, you're going to hell. That right
there.
That's,
holy
feel
fuck.
It.
Hey, don't worry.
Just a little. Okay.
Why do
okay.
you think I hit the cross when she all right.
hey,
here?
Doc, that, she has a walker,
here.
Doc?
Yeah.
Do you cut the tennis balls for her?
Do I what?
Did you cut the tennis balls for her?
She don't have tennis balls on
she
her.
She doesn't have the everyone has the tennis balls on those
but
fucking
not
things.
Her.
I love the tennis balls.
Not her.
Does she have wheels on the front instead?
Yeah, wheels.
See, that's wheels are a little dangerous.
Where does she live? L.A.?
Detroit.
Oh,
so that's why
so
I do
there's
this.
Nothing you could do physically.
Look who's fucking calling
so
me.
So I just try to like.
Okay, answer it.
Sorry, I know you're Nana. Sorry. Bobby, you talk. Ready? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Thievy? What's up, Thievy?
I just got your voicemail.
What's up, Thievy?
What's up?
Thievy?
Huh?
You're a thief? Yeah, you're Stevie.
Is this Bob or Santino?
It's Bobby.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Hey, man. So, like to steal or?
We heard what you fucking did, dude.
You stole our guys.
You stole our fucking guys.
You stole our guys. You stole our outfits. Right?
Stole our energy, dude.
You stole our energy for sure. Our vibe. And then you're trying to steal our audience? That's. Burns.
Yeah, dude. And what are you gonna do about it?
Oh,
huh?
Fuck,
see what he's doing. See what he's doing.
You're treading on thin ice,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah.
You're see treading on thin ice.
I'm not gonna do anything about it. You know what? Because we treat them nicer than you treat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something, pal. I know you're coming up in the world, and I'm really proud of you. I really am. And congratulations on the baby and stuff. Do you hear me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think
that you're really talented
in
this and that. But I just want to say this, though. Andrew and I know people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you crawled up this business. You know, I know Dave Rath. I know all these people, right? Right? But it's like at the end of the day, dude, we know people you don't know.
Uh-huh.
And people that I can make a phone call, mm-hmm. right, and make it very difficult for you.
Oops.
Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-daisy, bud.
Oopsie.
Are you threatening my livelihood?
I'm not threatening your livelihood. I'm just giving you facts.
Facts.
You dumb white piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why you gotta bring white into it,
you
huh?
piece
huh?
of fuck. You get
more
you
white.
You Asian subject. Warlord, huh? You want
Asian warlord is a slam.
That's a fucking
compliment from where I
compliment.
Come from. Warlord, thank you.
Yep.
I own all this shit.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, what's up? Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Yeah, you better be fucking listening, pal. Let me tell you something.
How does it feel? You look like you have HIV, but you don't have it.
Dude, you look like you started SARS. What are you talking about?
Wow.
That's a slam. That hurt.
That slam.
That fucking hurt, dude. That fucking hurt.
First of all, dude, it was the Asian bird flu, not SARS. Get your fucking diseases right, bub. Okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something here.
Okay, go ahead.
Rip on him, too!
Let me tell you something here. Yeah. Let me tell you something, swine flu.
There we go.
That's your name, swine flu.
Swine flu.
Because you're a fat porky pig. You're a
freaking potato famine AIDS pig.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. You know, let me tell you something. You Northern European socialist piece of shit, okay? You fucking, everybody deserves equal pay. You're a fucking turd, pal. And we are going to hunt you down. We're going to hunt you down and we're going to shave your head. You know that fucking little hairdo that you got going on?
Yeah.
It's gone.
I gotta swoop.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to swoop in and fuck your shit up,
right,
dude.
Hang up now.
I'm hanging up now.
Because
I'm only telling you that because I think it's rude to do otherwise.
Yeah, you're being polite still, you bitch.
Yeah, you know why I'm being polite, pal? You know why I'm being polite, pal?
Yeah.
Because your fucking wife and baby are there. But otherwise, buddy.
I'm calling Steve.
Otherwise, buddy.
I'm calling Steve.
You're fucked.
I'm not in right now, so I'll leave a message.
He never picks up. I'm going to text him right now. Call
fuck.
Me now.
Fuck.
So,
son
Steve,
of a fucking bitch.
He's a weasel, and we're going to bury him. We're going to bury him. Dude.
Weasel, dude. I cannot believe he would do that shit. Ooh, that makes me sick in my fucking stomach.
He's a little rat. And it's, you know what's so funny? If he was here,
yeah,
he would melt because he'd be fucking pissing sweating and shitting in his fucking pants, this piece of shit.
Why doesn't he pick up his right? fucking phone?
And can I say this too?
Please.
Right? She,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Andreas,
mm-hmm.
they're on to something, and they're doing something behind our backs.
Oh, I know what it is.
You know what it is, right?
Yeah, I know.
And we got to figure out what that is, but this thing is melting, and I want to fucking eat it.
Eat it.
So can we get a slice of this? Give me a fucking slice of this. How good does this look? Put your arm away from her. Look what he's doing. Look what he's doing.
Whoa. No, no, no.
No, no. Put your arm away.
What are you with you? What you guys are jealous of?
No. What?
Bro.
What the fuck is going on here?
What is going on here?
What is going on?
Doc, what are you doing?
I got friends. I got fucking friends.
Oh, my God. I think he's smoking crack right now.
Are you smoking
crack?
Yeah. All right, let's cut up some of this cake.
Yeah, give me the cake. What's the matter? What's the matter?
Doc?
I love that guy.
No, hey, no, you're not fucking going anywhere. Come behind me real fast. Come behind me.
Yeah, come by.
Love you, Andreas.
Come sit here. Or come right here. Put your fucking head right behind the gong real fast.
You too, George, back there.
All right. So let me tell you. Let's Heated hasn't gotten
it yet. You too, Pete. My bad.
So.
I was there only for 5 minutes.
What?
Rudy was there the whole time.
Okay, fancy. Who treated you the best in Cancun?
You did.
Okay. Who loves you the most of this whole show?
Rudy. You.
Wow. Okay.
Me. You went behind my back and I trusted you. We had a pact. We had a pact.
Yeah.
And you went behind my back. So you know what this means, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to cut the cake for you.
You're fucking right. You're going to cut the goddamn cake.
You're going to give me a good slice,
fucking
too.
Cake. And you're going to give Bobby a big fucking slice?
No, just a slice. I want one piece of every fruit that's on
that's
top of
that. That's what he wants.
Wow.
One little piece.
You know, and I memorized even that lychee fruit up
the
there.
The lychee
fruit up there.
Oh, by the way, is this your happy birthday? Look at this is for you.
Yeah.
That's for Rudy.
Wow. I don't want every apple. Whoa, dude, that's really love it.
That's what she gets.
That's what you get. I don't even give me every fruit. Just give me a little.
Just give
tiny
him a little
slice.
Tiny slice.
A tiny slice.
Is this
is a great bakery.
No, Porto's is my favorite.
Porto's is the best.
But I mean, what kind of cake did you get for her?
Get some of your dirty, more Spanish fingers on it. Fucking bastard.
All
right, sorry.
Bob, was this jersey from a fan? And was that the one in Cancun?
What?
A fan in Cancun gave you an Arsenal jersey, yes?
It's not this one, no.
But they did, didn't they?
They did. It's in my closet.
Isn't that fucking great?
Love life. I love life. Can I have a spoon?
This is so fucking good, I'm like annoyed. It's like shocking. Look,
Steve.
Look. Oh, pick up.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. What happened? What's going on?
No, we're just doing bad friends, and we're just talking about.
You know what's going on, no, Steve.
We're just talking. No, sorry, man. We're just talking about betrayal, and we're talking.
What are you talking about?
Oh, dude.
Oh, here we go, dude.
Oh, I'm Steve.
Jules and Andreas wasn't on your show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, and I understand that. And you weren't dressed up as me. And you. And here's another thing. You were. Did you wear a fat suit?
No.
Did you wear a fat suit?
Dude, it was a joke.
Is that you like making fun of my fucking unhealthy body?
No,
I could die. I could die. I could die.
I put a little bit. Dude, it was a gag.
Right.
Hardy har. Yeah, I'm laughing so hard, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You guys are being bad sports. Come on.
Oh, really? And then before, even when you guys were launching the fucking thing, you did Good Friends.
Good Friends, that's
right.
Do
you remember that?
Did you question Jeremiah?
Yeah, we did.
We
just called
him. Apart,
him.
Dude.
We ate him alive.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we threatened his baby.
I love you guys.
No, don't get off the phone. You're not getting off the phone, fuckface.
No.
That's what I know when you're getting off the phone. I love you guys. Take care. Have a good one. Fuck you, dude. You're not leaving shit. All right, so apologize.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
Listen, you guys.
Dude, you got to be careful, Steve. We got a black guy here now.
Andrew, yeah. I'll make it up to you. I'll do whiskey ginger. Everything will be good.
Yeah, we have a black guy now working for us?
We have a black guy now.
Yeah, Doc.
Yeah, you're not scared?
Would you believe it, Steve?
I love Doc.
You're not scared of him, though?
You're not going to steal him, are you?
Doc.
Are you going to steal our black guy, too?
No, I love Doc. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, anyway, I love you.
We
I'll
love
talk
you
this week.
Love you,
bye.
Steve.
Anyway.
So let's do this. Let's end the show like this.
Uh-huh.
Let's look into our center camera there. And we want to talk genuinely to our fans.
There we go.
If we find out that any of you, and I mean any of you,
this is great,
are going to subscribe to fucking Scissor Buds or whatever it is, or Snippet Pals, we're going to fucking come after you one by one. I've got Petey Pablo down there. He's going to be searching in the algorithm to find out who's following them. And if you're following them, you better unsubscribe right now. And if we find out that our fans
No. Keep subscribing.
Petey Pablo.
Keep subscribing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think a better route, right, is to do some voodoo.
Ooh.
Right?
Curse. Put a curse. Put a hex.
Put a curse. So it's like, for those of you listening, and if you're a Bad Friends fan, right, and you subscribe to, I don't even want to say the other fucking podcast name.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. That you're going to start feeling ill.
Very. And not even COVID ill. Like real sick.
No, like a deep illness.
Not like, I lost my sense of smell. Right. No, like I can't
feel
my feet.
You're not going to die.
Maybe. But I'm not going to guarantee shit.
No, yeah. You will lose something.
You'll lose something.
I lost my spleen. I don't know.
Where did it go, Doc?
Yeah.
He's like, well, did you?
So if you
betray bad
stay
friends?
With bad friends, right? The flow, the good energy flow that we give, right? Unbeknownst to you. Is that the right word?
Unbeknownst, correct, yeah.
Unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst
to you.
Yep.
Right? You will receive enlightenment, luck. Flavors.
Yeah. Flavors of life.
You like flavors of life?
We got them.
We got icy flavors.
We got
fruity flavors. Yeah. We got flavors from the exotic.
Sometimes we have too many fruity flavors.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We've got crack.
If you like crack, we got it.
Is that a flavor?
But most of all, we want to say...
We love you.
Yeah. We respect, we appreciate you, and...
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Rudy.
What did you get?
A Doris Vader. Oh, Taco Bell box. Is that a taco box filled with tacos? Holy shit, that's been in there the whole time. We didn't get to eat any of that.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat any of that.
Well, take it home.
It's been in there for fucking 9 hours. Yeah.
Happy birthday.